"It's been a year," he said to me. "A whole year. 365 days of knowing you. Of you knowing me. I think of trees that grow around a string wrapped around their trunks. Have you grown around me? If you cut me loose, would your shape forever show where I was? Or have you grown all you can, long before you met me, and if I disappeared, you'd have no scars to show for it? You wanted me to scar you, wanted me to leave a mark forever. You said it would be a privilege, for me. I told you I was flattered, but it seemed like a privilege in the way being a parent is a privilege. The responsibility of not fucking up. I thought of notebooks with their creamy, untouched pages, beautiful in their yet unrealized potential. I could never bear to mar them with my writing. I stuck to cheap notebooks with lined pages. They felt more forgiving of my messy handwriting and double underlined words. Their pages were an embrace rather than an accusatory look. I remember the beginning of us. Do you remember it too? We danced around each other, cautiously, critically, eyes narrowed, looking for identifying phrases and patterns, trading quotations and references. Do you know this? Do you recognize that? What kind of person are you? I remember the first time I heard you do that voice. The voice that made me stop breathing for a moment. You always seemed to know exactly where I was going. The point I was trying to make without me having to say it. You always understood my riddles, understood my vagueness. You made me cleverer than I was. I was always running after you, trying to ferret you out of your hiding places, lift up your mask. You were never obvious. Not the way most everyone is. Crude and crass, like someone in flip-flops at a restaurant. You never let me see your blemishes, and you didn't want to see mine. Finally, I remember thinking, we can be better than we are. Subtle and soft-spoken, so you have to pay attention. The kind of person that pauses before answering in order to phrase something exactly right. Until you were obvious. I have a crush on you. Deal with it. So sudden, and while hoped for, unexpected. That embarrassing feeling of pride at having been noticed. My extra efforts appreciated. I wanted to be bruised. And you wanted to do the bruising. I had a chasm of darkness inside me, and I thought the only way to stop the screaming would be to leap into yours, let you absorb me totally. You were happy to let me, happy to take me and mold me into a girl who said, "Yes, sir, no, sir, how high, sir?" I've never been very good at obeying. I wanted to be the kind of girl who could kneel at your feet and thank you for the switch against my back. But my knees started aching, and my mind started to wander, and I couldn't focus on remaining meditative and pure. You said I was a fun girl. You spat it, venom designed to wound and scar. It stung. But I have an immunity, and it doesn't hurt anymore. I wish it had left a scar, some visible physical proof, not of your desire to hurt me, as understandable as it was, but of us, of that beginning, when our pages were still untouched and filled with so much potential. And so, here we are today. You still interest me, and I still interest you. And we can still dance around each other, trading witty remarks and vague allusions. But you know I will only slip between the bars of the cage. We'll squeeze the collar off and leave it under a hedge. Leave nothing but fading footprints. And I know I am not the girl who can be blank and devoted. I grew around you. Did you grow around me? It's been a year now. Even if you leave, I will be able to see where you were around me. I hope you have an empty space where I was too. I hope when it is late and you hear the wind rustling the leaves, that it sounds like the phantom of my voice, whispering that word you chose over and over again. Ravish. Ravish. Ravish.